Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So here's my question then. From a football standpoint, how confident or how comfortable is the city with what is being put around Caleb Williams? One thing that stands out to me is that they don't have a veteran QB, you know, a veteran backup in a way that you might typically have one. I don't want to use the Patrick Mahomes, Alex Smith comp on this one because Smith was still the starter, but you understand what I mean. That just that veteran mentor.
Mark Sanchez.
Yeah.
My guy. But look, that is a
top. And they don't have an offensive head coach, which I find a really interesting part of this dynamic.
Go ahead. The second one is a more valid point to me in the sense that, like, people just forgot about it. Like, this is all people were barking for in December and January, and then they decided to keep the head coach, and they went down this path, and they've got the quarterback, and the euphoria over getting the quarterback and then surrounding him with Keenan Allen and DJ Moore and Roma Dunze has just made people forget that, oh, wait, we still have the same defensive-minded coach that everyone was griping about down the stretch of last season. That hasn't changed. And so, like, is it 2-4 when that conversation reignites? And it's like, well, wait a second. Why did we give this guy a defensive-minded head coach? And so clearly the vote of confidence in Shane Waldron is huge, and the bet on Shane Waldron is huge. And they're going to have to figure out a way to capitalize on that.
And keep him if it works.
the interesting thing about the whole veteran quarterback thing is like the Bears did that in 21, where you brought in Andy Dalton and you already had Nick Foles here. And so you had Justin Fields with two guys that presumably were going to be great mentors and great experienced leaders. And then you hear from people that were in the building at that time and they said it didn't work. There was friction. It just like, it never synced up. And so like the current philosophy there is that where the roster is at, they felt like they could spend their money better on other positions and other needs than bringing in a veteran quarterback to be the mentor. And so to fill that role, they hired a guy named Ryan Griffin as an offensive assistant coach. And he spent time in New Orleans with Drew Brees. And he spent time in Tampa with Brady during the 2 years that Brady was in Tampa, including the Super Bowl year. And they believe he can be that guy just without the player contract. So it's going to be really interesting to see if that relationship takes hold, because that's another one where there's a lot of leaps of faith being made here. You know, and it's another one where it's like, okay, so like, does your quarterback have someone he can go to? Because Tyson Bagent, as impressive as his rookie year was, he's a second-year guy undrafted out of Shepherd University who doesn't have a library of experience that's going to be able to help Caleb Williams.
That's right.
And so like, how do you replicate that? And what do you do to overcome that? I think it's a very legitimate wait-and-see question that you asked there.
Yeah, and I think just the point overall is that try to see the situation clearly. I mean, see what the strengths are here, see what the potential weaknesses are here, and then let's watch the Bears go through all of this. I mean, you know how I feel about that Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan, Matt LaFleur offense that has been passed down from Mike Shanahan. And the fact that Shane Waldron is from that lineage, to me, is as big of a stamp as any in on the pro column, on the list of pros and cons here, that they're going to be able to make this work and find what Caleb does well.
Right.
And exploit that over and over.
Well, and that's some of what they're selling right now, is that Shane's adaptability sets him apart, that he can adapt basically the system around the quarterback. He can adapt his own teaching to the personality of the guy that he's working with. The sentiment is that in like Seattle, you know, you had to work with Russell Wilson and Drew Locke and Geno Smith, and you were helpful in bringing out Geno Smith's career resurgence. And part of it was your ability to kind of connect on that level with him after having to connect previously with Russell Wilson, who, as you know, is a very different personality. And so like the ability to do that, to be adaptable to personality types, to skill sets, to being able to make it work in that way, that's what they're selling, you know. And now look, like I sit in the wait and see chair all the time covering this beat, because I've been sold a lot of stuff that never came to be, you know? And so you want to experience it firsthand. You want to see it with your own eyes. You want to see what direction they take it. There are fascinating times. I know we don't have time to cover everything I wanted to cover. We'll get to a couple more quick things here, but when you reflect back, you can use Mitch or Robert here, but obviously they both went down the trap door at some point, and it was just over before anyone expected it to be over. Is there a common thread in your mind to the flash and then the uh-oh?
No, there really wasn't, because I think that there it's different reasons here. Trubisky ultimately was undone by the same types of questions that dogged him coming out of college, you know, his ability to play at the pro level, anticipate throws, see the field, see defenses. He had limited college experience as a starter, and there were questions about him coming out. There was a lot of reasons to like him coming out, and clearly the Bears did, and they ended up being wrong. They didn't develop him also, which is, it's draft and develop. He did not develop into that NFL passer. I don't feel like that was why Robert Griffin fell out in Washington. There's a way messier dynamic there between, you know, ownership, coaching, the player, egos, injury. You know, it wasn't because Robert's athleticism was in question, or if he couldn't see the field, that they couldn't coach around it. Clearly they had coached around that part of his development as a rookie. And so there were just different reasons that it fell apart. But for me, then maybe that's the takeaway. There are so many landmines everywhere,
right?
You got to thread the needle and get through it all. And you never quite know. I mean, I think we've heard Ryan Poles in his public comments acknowledge the good fortune that the Bears have had here, but also the obligation or the dedication on the Bears side to absolutely make the most of the opportunity that has fallen into place for them, because the Panthers were bad and they right. traded with the Panthers and they happened to get this first pick and all that. I think when you look at that checklist, you know, that pre-flight checklist, everything's checked off in this Caleb Williams situation. I mean, maybe if you want to say that the veteran backup or the veteran mentor is not there, but they've tried to account for that as best as possible. Everything seems to be checked off. And so, yeah, go nuts, buy the jersey, plan that watch party for the first game, got the schedule coming out, hopefully in short order here. And you know that he'll have some primetime stages early in his career. I'm kind of wondering personally, and I'll throw maybe a prediction out there. You've got Jaden Daniels in Washington, Caleb Williams in Chicago. Those two teams are scheduled to play each other.
They are.
That's number one versus number two. You get a primetime opportunity maybe in the first month of the season, something like that. You know, get your friends together. Get the party table out, because enjoy the ride.
Yeah.
It's so much better than the alternative.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben and Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.